Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics Blog Talk Radio. That's stars with a Z because we're special. I'm Starscast and I will be your host for tonight, taking your calls and setting up the reading queue for the second half of our program. This evening we will have another great topic, so please relax and enjoy. After our topic discussion, we will be ready to take your one question mini reading live on the air or in the chat room. For now, on with the show. Hi, everyone. This is Starscast, also known as Natalie on the site, and I'm here to bring about a nice topic tonight, manifestation and personal gratitude. I have with us tonight Stars James, Stars Caitlin Clare, Stars Morning Star, and I'm expecting Stars Maya any moment. So without, waiting too long here, Stars James, how about you start off, and I'll go check the chat room and see what's going on.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. This is Stars James, and tonight's topic is about gratitude and manifestation. Both topics are very intrinsically related to a lot of the work that I do, and I'm very excited about tonight because we're entering into a season, at least in the United States. Thanksgiving is coming up. It's a time of gratitude. And the reason why these two topics are so intertwined is because you can't have really, the manifestation process is based on the gratitude that we have and that intrinsic energy that comes through gratitude. So that's why I was so excited about this particular program. Just to get started, and just as a little introduction with me, I do a lot of work. I do psychic work, and then I also do personal life coaching and counseling. And a lot of this has to do with manifestation when I do that type of work as well, although the manifestation comes up in my psychic readings as well. But one of the things and one of the pitfalls, and I kind of wanted to start out with this because I think it's such a huge issue, one of the pitfalls that people fall into, if they watch a movie like The Secret or, they start getting into the whole manifesting your own destiny, manifesting your life, what can tend to happen is they'll kind of latch on to these ideas where, well, it's all about thought, which is true. It is all about thought. But they just try to make up. They spend all of their time making up these scenarios that they want to enter into and manifest. And what happens is they enter into a place of fantasy. And I think that that's one of the biggest pitfalls that I've noticed, which is why I think it's important to bring that one up right away, because fantasy doesn't manifest things. You have to align yourself with your present reality, which is why gratitude is so intrinsic in the process of manifestation, because gratitude is alignment with where you're at right now. And once you have alignment, even with just particular areas that you can align with, so even if it's just one or two events a day, if you can align yourself with gratitude, the universe will naturally give you more and more things to be grateful about, and it will influence your manifestation process. I think I'm going to pass it along to Stars Caitlin Clare to start out, just to see, what her take is, and she always has such an interesting viewpoint, and I'm not sure if her astrological viewpoints or astrological insight is really related to this or not. And that's kind of, Caitlin Clare, that was one of my, main things is, does it kind of correlate together? I mean, is there astrological implications to both gratitude and to the manifestation process?
Absolutely. I can find the astrology in anything, your toaster, your dog.
But that's what I love about
topics.
You. No, seriously, that's what I love about
that's
you.
That's my thing. I take an astrological scalpel to everything, and it has a chart. But that's my thing, and hopefully it's people who's listening too. This is Stars Caitlin Clare. As a matter of fact, right now, astrologically speaking, we're experiencing a grand trine, and what this means is we are coming from a place of love and compassion right now. And when we're in that place of love and compassion, we're in a place to get aligned. We align ourselves. We remember that we are aligning with everybody else too, because we're all interconnected, and we're here to lift each other up. And when we do selfless acts of compassion, we get into a sense and state of gratitude, because our world opens up a little bit more. There's always somebody on the planet somewhere or some being somewhere that has it worse than you. No matter how horrible things might, seem at the time, if we could always remember to come from a place of service, then those things that we want to manifest, not through fantasy and not through attachment, because if we get too attached and lose sleep over the things we want, we're coming from a place of fear. But if we can trust that the universe or your God, however you want to call him, will help you and guide you to manifest these things in your life, then, you know, absolutely. You know, take the actions to achieve your goals. Just don't cling so tightly to it that it actually hinders you. But as far as the stars being aligned for this, this is a great time to take action spiritually. And the more we do that, the more we attract love to ourselves. We have the ascendant trining Venus trining the south node. The south node is our karma that we've brought with us. And by doing, you know, these acts of compassion, opening ourselves up to beauty, not only our own and, you know, the arts and music, but the beauty of other people on the planet, and really realizing how interconnected we are, you know, we release a lot of this negative karma for good. And the compassion that we have for others, you know, only generates positive karma. We manifest everything. We're constantly manifesting. So on that, I'll turn it over to Stars Morningstar. Hello?
Okay, it looks like we lost Morningstar. So I guess it's just the two of you for right now, and I'll connect with everybody. So go ahead.
Oh, that's fine. Okay. Yeah, let us know when she comes back. Well, Stars Caitlin Clare, I did, you know, I find it so intriguing, especially with this particular topic, because I know that in my personal life, there are definitely seasons of my life where I'm manifesting, where my manifestation, quote-unquote, powers, if you will, are definitely more in tuned with, you know, my desires and everything like that. And it sounds like, from what you were saying with the Grand Trine, it's actually a really good time for us to be manifesting as a group. But I would imagine that each individual's chart would have, so that's more on a macro level, but I would imagine that each individual's chart would also have times when you're at peak points in your ability to manifest. Is that correct?
Oh, of course. I mean, when I do the charts on the air like this, I'm doing the chart for everybody, but this certainly applies to every personal chart has an alignment of planets. And what we call transiting planets, what's happening in the here and now, when that hits a point in your chart where your natal planets, you know, where the stars were aligned when you were born, when those two points go through various degrees, they activate things in your life. Certain opportunities are going to happen, and certainly times for manifesting, you know, good spiritual practices and joy and gratitude, definitely. It happens all the time. Every time your south node gets hit, your Saturn, your Venus, we have lots of opportunities.
Yeah, I know that a lot of times when I'm talking to my clients, there will be times, and by the way, this is Stars James, I guess I need to announce that every single time, but there are times when I'm talking to clients where they are definitely in peak points in their manifestation process or their manifestation abilities, where whatever their thoughts are and their emotions are attached to, they will bring about more of that very rapidly. And so I think it is important to mention these seasons and these time frames and these cycles that we go through. And I didn't really correlate it until you started talking about it. That, well, obviously, of course, there are. I recognize the signs just by, you know, just by the spiritual connection or the clairvoyant connection that I see with my clients. Obviously, there would be correlations as well with the astrological charts, that there would be these seasons showing up as well. That only, you know, that's just logical. You had mentioned something else too. You had talked about coming from a place of fear, and this is probably, I would say this is the second major issue that when it comes to manifestation, because fear tends to paralyze us. It stops us from being able to move forward, and it really does paralyze us in terms of our manifestation process, because we can think. I mean, I have clients that, well, I've been trying to do this manifestation thing for 10 years, and it just doesn't work. It's like, well, you know, what have you been doing? And I'll start doing a reading for them, or we'll just start talking about it. And come to find out they've been in this place of high-level anxiety. Let's say, you know, they're trying to manifest in their finances, but every other word that comes out of their mouth is, well, I don't think that there's enough. I don't think, you know, I have struggles with my career. I have struggles with this. And there's always this underlining anxiety that I believe has paralyzed them, you know, for their whole 10-year experience in their manifestation process. And they'll justify that by using the fantasy, and they'll be on and off as well. You know, sometimes they'll be in a state of gratitude, which is ideal for manifestation. And you know, they'll have a little bit of success, and then they'll kind of take a few steps backwards, so they get really discouraged. Now, Caitlin Clare, I just wanted to ask you too: do you have a specific manifestation practice that you do, like something that works really well for you? I know that for me, manifestation, I mean, it's all about energy. It's all about energy frequencies, and I know that you have a specific practice in terms of the magical arts. But do you have like a manifestation practice, or would it be intrinsically related to your spiritual practice or your religious practice?
All of the above and every day.
Right.
I combine Buddhist practice with, you know, paganism. But one thing that I know to work better than anything is to chant and to find the quiet mind through meditation. These are the two most important things when we want to manifest, because when we have a quiet mind, we're not in a place of fear. We're not going to grip on to that want we have, you know, like it's a lifeboat. We're going to trust ourselves that we have the skills to do what needs to be done in order for this to manifest, and we trust in the universe around us that it will provide. We have to stop coming from fear. It ruins everything in your life. But I also
Absolutely.
Do rituals every time I do a reading. I sage my cards in between readings. I meditate. I have an altar dedicated to Kuan Yin, who is the goddess of compassion, and I ask her to help me to manifest compassion every day, and that all my actions come from a place of compassion and being of service. So those are just, you know, a few ways. I light green candles from time to time during certain moon phases to help manifest prosperity. So those are just a few little rituals that I do.
A few, yeah, no, absolutely, and that's wonderful. I find it intriguing, too, in every time that I talk to you. Buddhism is more of a philosophy, because I would consider myself a Buddhist Christian, in that really it's all about non-judgment. It is about centering. But ultimately, when you get to the core message, it's about non-judgment in terms of not just with individuals. It's about not judging your situation, not trying to classify particular aspects of your situation into a category. And just accepting the world as it is. And I think that is very powerful in our manifestation practice as well, because, you know, a lot of our future manifestations, what will happen is, you know, we enter into a place where we're judging one thing, one aspect about our past, and then projecting that aspect about our past into the future by worrying about it in the present moment. And we continually just cycle through that which is the law of karma, that karmic law. And, you know, really it is about non-judgment that is an integral part of the manifestation process. At least in my experience with what I've done with clients in the past and then my own personal manifestation practices. My personal manifestation practice, obviously it's a little different. We come from, you know, different traditions. For me, gratitude is always the most important thing. If I find that I'm in a place where I don't want to be, I can always trace that back to losing gratitude in some area of my past where I have, you know, kind of gotten off track. I've let fear kind of take over, worry, circumstances take over, and I kind of lose sight of what I truly want, and or lose sight of where I'm going. I don't even know that it's what I truly want, because I think that a lot of people who are constantly worried about money deep down will say, "Oh no, I really want to be a multimillionaire." you know, I really want to have lots of money, and I want to be financially free to do whatever, you know, whatever it is that that money will provide you to, or will offer you to do, or allow you to do. But, you know, so it's not just about want; it's about alignment with that energy, alignment with the energy of, well, you know, I do have a multitude of sources related to income. I am able to live out my dreams, and it's really not about a monetary amount for me. Prosperity for me is so. It means that I can do what I'm supposed to be doing, what I want to be doing, and I have the freedom to do it whenever I want to do it. That's what prosperity means to me. It means that, you know, I know I have clients who are multimillionaires, and they call me constantly about their love life because mm-hmm. they have atrocious, atrocious love lives. And yep. I would not consider that person prosperous.
Mm-mm. I agree. Completely, but I also believe, you know, I totally understand where you're coming from as far as, you know, coming from a place of non-judgment. When you are in a place of pure compassion, there is no judgment. At least that's, you know, my personal belief. And, you
right.
know, again, it we have to, you know, become still. We have to take the time to become still. When we do that, we realize all the things we're grateful for, too. And I went through EST and Life Spring and all kinds of, you know, goofy workshops back in the day. And for me, keeping it simple, you know, was the best practice. You know, despite I got something out of all these workshops I went through, like EST and, you know, whatever, some of it was scary and some of it, you know, was good advice. But, you know, I think that manifesting, you know, the things you want, material wealth comes with a price. Everything does. There's a balance in everything. So everything that good manifests, you know, it has to stay in balance. There's a shadow to it.
Right, right.
Well,
what
I decide, you decide how big you want that shadow to be, because
right.
things like having lots of cars and huge houses and money, while they may be able to buy you more stuff that you can get attached to, it could turn around and, you know, bite you in the rear end because you are, in a sense, practicing attachment.
Practicing attachment, and the more money you have, the more time you have to spend managing the money that you have. I mean, that's one of the things that I notice with a lot of my clients that are very, very successful businessmen and women, is that the more money that they're making, the more time, the more investment that they have to put in that, and they end up finding themselves out of alignment with their true desires. That, you know, and money doesn't buy everything. I mean, I think that in our consumer culture, we assume that money really does because we're told that money does. Every time we turn on the television or we read a magazine, the consumer culture normally tells us, okay, well, if you have enough money, you're going to be beautiful, successful, and have a wonderful love life. And that's just not true. I mean, I know that manifestation is more than money, but I think a lot of people really kind of hone in on the money issue. And what I have found, and this is the most intriguing to me, is what I have found is money, especially in our culture, is the easiest thing to manifest.
True.
It is the easiest thing, and people focus so much on the money, and they focus on it in a negative aspect, like, oh, well, there's not enough because, you know, they don't have everything that they want. They don't have the brand-new tablet, the brand-new computer, whatever, brand-new car, whatever it is. But I have found that money really is the easiest thing to manifest. And I was actually thinking about this earlier today. And you know, why is it when I'm in alignment, when I'm not motivated by the fear of what the economy is doing or the fear of what, you know, whatever it is, that's the fear of the moment. When I'm in full alignment in terms of my relationship with money, it is one of the easiest things for me to come by because it comes so quickly when I'm in alignment. And I was thinking about that today and wondering, well, I wonder why that is. I wonder why it is so easy. And I believe that, you know, we put too much value on money, and it's all about exchange of energy. You know, when we put our energy into something, energy never dissipates. It just changes form. And so when we put our energy into something and we expect money out of it, it's very easy for us to get that money out of it when we're expending the energy to get it. And that's why I think money is one of the most easy things, because it's not as quote-unquote valuable as people consider it to be. I would put much more value on my relationship with my fiancé than any amount of money that I've been able to come into within the past, you know, my whole life. And I think that that is part of it as well, is we put too much value on it. It's important, and we should have a good relationship with it, but it's just energy. It doesn't have – it can't really get us everything. So I guess I would say that as well. What do you think about that in the money issue?
We put a lot of fear into money, and I think the media doesn't tell the truth. That's my personal opinion. A lot of things that we see and hear, you know, through popular media like television, the internet, you know, Time Magazine even, these things are exaggerated and not necessarily what's really going on. When we realize that absolutely nothing is permanent ever,
right,
we get to release a lot of fear because we're always in a state of changing and moving forward, whether we like it or not. If we have to go forward kicking and screaming, we will still go forward, but we'll be kicking and screaming and we'll be in a place of suffering, which doesn't get you anywhere. But when people realize that stuff isn't necessarily going to bring you happiness, and when you can stop the mind chatter of these things that tell you that this is what brings my happiness, no, this is what brings my happiness. If I have this, this, and this, I can get the guy or the girl. And, you know, it's all garbage. When we slow down and we're in the complete here and now in the moment, you know, and just being aware of everything that's around us in a quiet place, as opposed to our mind yakking at us, which it loves to do. And, you know, we're only human. We all are going to, you know, have experiences of fear. But if we're conscious about it and we can go, wait, I'm coming from a place of fear, I'm going to calm down, take 5 minutes, 2 minutes, and get into that, you know, still place, and, you know, we realize that things like things aren't what makes us happy. We can be grateful for more simple things. Like, you know, it's raining here right now, and I absolutely love the rain in the forest. It is one of my favorite things. I am grateful for this. I'm happy. I don't need to go spend $12.50 on a movie. I could sit here and look out this window all day and watch the rain, because that's what I've come to enjoy, and I really don't buy a lot of stuff. I shop like once a year, and, you know, I'm very grateful for very simple things. I think the more simple you live your life, I'm not saying deprive yourselves of the things you enjoy, but when that's our only focus on getting the next thing, getting the next stuff, and being money-oriented as opposed to, well, what are things I can do that don't cost anything that, you know, make me experience love and joy?
Right, right. No, and I agree. And by the way, this is Stars James again, if we have newcomers into the show or onto the show. But I agree totally. And actually, when I started, and I remember the moment when my relationship with money changed, is when I realized that my source of money was not dependent on someone else. And I think that that's a huge thing, because we have, you know, we have the most of our culture has the 9-to-5. They expect to get raises and bonuses and all of this through a single source, a single stream. And so anytime that stream is challenged, there's a high level of anxiety, because they automatically assume that that is the only stream of money. And one of the things for me is, when I actually left that stream, I was working in the corporate world, which a lot of my life I did I did psychic readings and life coaching separate from my corporate expression. And I just felt like, well, that's what I was supposed to be doing. I was also a pastor at the time, and I felt like those were my two main streams of money, and then the other things were just side things. And I remember when I left the corporate world, and I was like, you know, I just don't feel like this really resonates with me anymore. I can't, you know, I almost left. I wasn't angry in a sense that I was angry at the place that I worked. I was more like, had this internal anger about where I was at, and that I had limited myself. I had put so much limitations on the amount of money I made, because it was dependent on somebody else, not myself, and the sources of money. And when I left that, I was able to realize that I was the source of that income. And it just kind of all came together, and I realized I had unlimited resources. I left with really not much in the bank, and just kind of, I don't know what I'm going to do. The human resources director that I had talked to said, well, you know, what are you going to do for money? And I said, I don't know. I just know I'm not going to do it here. You know, I have no idea. So it's not going to be here. You know, I have a couple of, I had at the time, I think I had maybe 9 regular clients, and that was it. You know, I had 9 regular clients that I had seen, some of them for, you know, 11 years or 10 years at the time. And I was like, I don't know really what I'm going to do, but I just know I'm not going to do it here. And I left, and I started, and I just started playing around with, you know, different projects that I could do to make money. And, you know, I've grown 3 businesses outside of my the psychic work that I do. I actually now have to turn down projects that people find me and ask me to do. I usually many times have to turn them down, saying, you know, I'm really sorry, that's not something I'm able to put my energy into. And you know, so this whole idea that the economy is bad or something's wrong with the economy is, I believe that mostly comes from a limited resource. Now, to touch back to, because I did have a point with what you were saying, to go back to what you were saying is, you know, related to the consumerism and the stuff that we can get with money, I did reach a point where I was, you know, I was making probably about 5 times what I was able to make as a project manager for a major insurance company, which was a good income. And I was able to buy all of these things that I wasn't able to buy before, and I was really excited about it. And when that started happening, I realized, wow, none of this stuff is changing my joy, my happiness level. That's not what was happening. What was happening was, it didn't really satisfy me when I was able to get the really nice things and all, you know, all of the stuff that is supposed to make me happy according to our culture. And that's when I realized, okay, I have to simplify my life. I have to, you know, and I have nice things. I mean, the things that I have that I use every day, I do have nice things, and I've been blessed to have those nice things. But, you know, I don't need all of the new frills and all, you know, like I have a computer that suits my needs for my business, and that's about it. And, you know, I have a car that takes me where I need to go, and I have the things I need, I have a roof over my head, but I don't need bigger and bigger and bigger. There was a movie out there called, I Am. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of that movie?
I've seen it.
Oh, it's a great movie.
Yeah, I agree.
He talks about the consumerist culture and especially related to property, because this was a big thing. I wanted to have several properties. I wanted to be able to just go anywhere I wanted to and have several properties and own all this land. And he equated that to a mental disorder. That the ancient cultures would consider that, especially the Native American cultures would consider that accumulation of land that's unnecessary for, you know, your personal use as a mental disorder. And I think that we are in a state of psychosis as a culture in some ways, because that is a main focus. The accumulation of land is such a main focus in our culture, and that really that particular movie impacted me to a great, I mean, like, it really did. I mean, I was like, you know, I have to cut some of the fat off, because it's very difficult to manage that much stuff. So so that's my perspective on that anyway. What do you think about all that?
It's interesting. You know, I worked as an accountant in the entertainment industry for, you know, Paramount, Disney, you know, for many years, is handling the money, lots of money.
Right.
I saw trillions of dollars I had to balance on a daily basis, and I was also compensated quite nicely. I had a lovely place in Castle Heights. I could have had all kinds of stuff. I just never really wanted the stuff, but I could have had it. However, it was a soul-sucking industry, and I up and left and moved. I said, I want to live in the woods, and I bought a house in the woods, and I stopped working in the corporate life because I am not well-suited to it. I get in trouble with management. I'm just not I can't, you know, just suck it up and not speak my mind.
You don't get in trouble with.
You allow me to speak.
I'm the easiest one to work for, right?
No,
anyways,
you're the best boss I've ever had. Natalie is the best boss.
I have to interrupt you. We have 7 callers tonight and
Two
of you to read. And you know what? I think we just got Maya on. Woo-hoo!
Oh, great.
Anyways, all righty, I'll connect with her in a moment. So, Caitlin, you're going to go first, and your first call-in is going to be Kema is her name, K-E-M-A. Let me connect you with her, and you go ahead and take it, and I'll be right back. So go ahead.
Okay.
Kema, you're live on the air with Stars Caitlin Clare. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Kema, and I would like to know, what do you feel about my love life. Do you see anybody new coming into my love life?
Okay, so we're looking for the new guy.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to shuffle the cards real quick. Mm-hmm. I saged them right before we went on the air. Oh, yes, there is a new guy coming.
Okay.
He's getting out of a nasty relationship that probably hurt him financially. However, you're emotionally in a really great place right now for something new. Your past, not so much, but you've moved on from whatever the Nine of Swords here is indicating, which is literally a card of suffering. And the moon is showing that you're above the suffering right now. And you have a new perspective. You've changed a lot of ideas on and your expectations for a relationship. But, yeah, the guy is definitely coming, and it's in the process of development. This will happen soon.
Okay. All right. That sounds
good. You could meet this guy within days.
Okay. Anytime.
So you're ripe for it. But, yes, definitely. There is a good, healthy relationship in development right now.
Okay. All right, that sounds good. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're most welcome.
All right, bye.
James?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, you're here?
Yes. Yes, I'm
just
still check here.
Just
checking. No, I believe we have another caller.
Okay, yes. It's Stars Cast again, and Stars Maya is on. I've got her live on the air. She can say her hello right now. Say hello, Stars Maya.
Hello, everyone. I apologize for the delay, but, you know, life happens. But I'm glad to be here finally at last, and I'm disappointed that I missed out on the topic discussion, but I will be here next week, so I will not let the universe keep me from it.
Okay, we're going to take the next caller, and Stars James, that would be for you, and her name is Lisa, so hold on. Lisa, you're live on the air with Stars James. Go ahead and ask him your question.
Hi, James. This is Lisa. How are you?
I'm doing good, Lisa. Thank you.
My question is in regards to a former lover coming back into my life. And do you think that's a good idea?
Okay, give me just one moment. Can I get his name, too?
It's Michael.
Michael? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I think that you have to. I would say it's not a good connection for you.
Okay.
There's a lot of potential suffering that's related to him. And I don't know if that's more related to the past than the future, but I do know that in your life, he represents a lot of challenges and obstacles. And I believe that a lot of those have already been overcome, and you don't want to revisit that. And so that's mostly what I'm sensing for you. And that I do believe that there is a relationship out there for you. I just don't believe it's with him.
Okay.
All right.
That makes sense. Yes. Very,
okay,
very
good.
Excellent. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, moving right along here. We've got all these callers, and this is going to be for Stars Maya. Are you there, Stars Maya?
I am.
Oh, she's still there. Oh, I've got lots of calls. You got to see me. I'm like having a switchboard. I have everybody laughing about this. Just think of Lily Tomlin sitting at the switchboard. That is me juggling all these calls.
I love
you know
Lily
what?
Tomlin.
I really love it. And this is fun. You can call me Lily. Lily for short. Okay, I'm going to connect. Let's see. It's Pamela with you, Stars Maya. So hold on. Pamela, you're live on the air with Stars Maya. Go ahead and ask her your question.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, Pamela. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I was just wondering if you can tell me if you see anything coming up for me in the love life.
Well, yes, I do. You've been working really hard. My guides are telling me to release and let go, and you're actually a strong person that's come to the realization that a lot of the mistakes that you made in past relationships may have not been just the guy was a jerk, that you maybe got involved and saw red flags and didn't take heed of those. Is that correct?
Yeah, that was in the past when I was younger.
Yes. So you had a large self-awakening and then a period of healing and learning, and my guides are showing me that 2014 is going to be a huge year for you. You are going to meet a soulmate, which is going to become a life partner, and there's going to be a lot of changes. And they keep bringing up two things that I know we're short on time. We have a lot of callers, but I'm given this message from someone that's passed. It feels like an older female to me, mm-hmm. and she's saying to me to tell you, Pamela, that everyone in your family and friends is going to love this guy, and it's going to be different. I don't know why that's important, Spirit wanted me to pass that along. Does that make sense to you, Pamela?
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, I'm fasting right now, and I'm on a 21-day fast. And that was just something that was, like, in the back of my mind, because I kind of have someone that I see that something is work. I don't know. It just seems like something is in the works for us. I'm not really...
Right. Right.
Yeah, it's kind of like just letting the universe work itself out. And I just was thinking about that today. Yeah. Okay,
so I think you're on the right path. Keep it up. You've worked hard to be where you are today, so give yourself a big pat on the back and a hug, and know that your future is going to be everything that it's supposed to be, and that the people, your loved family members that are in heaven are looking down, and they just are so proud of you, and they wanted me to pass that along, and that how important it'll be, because I see all these family gatherings and this person being someone that you are so proud to introduce. So that's really a great thing, Pamela. I do wish you the very best. God bless you, and thank you for your call.
Thank you. God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
And again, I would like to remind everybody they can go to starswithaz.psychics.com and get a in-depth reading from one of the readers that are on right now. I have a ton of them there. We're offering 5 free minutes, and it's a really good thing. I mean, 5 free minutes, that's a pretty good deal. And so go over there and get your account, and you'll get your 5 free minutes. Okay, Caitlin Clare, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let me see. I have another Lisa here waiting to talk to you. Hold on. Hi, Lisa. You're on the air live with Stars Caitlin Clare. Go ahead and ask your question. Lisa, are you there? Okay, Caitlin, looks like we lost Lisa. I'm going to just put her on hold right now because she's not coming
okay.
to the phone. Okay, moving right along, right? Okay, we're going to go down to Regina. She's the next one. Hi,
hello,
Regina.
Popular,
you're
right?
Live on the air. You're on the air with Stars Caitlin Clare. Go ahead and ask her your question.
Hey. Hey, you guys. How y'all doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just asking about my marriage, my relationship, because we're experiencing some marital troubles, and we're thinking about having a divorce later because it just seemed like it's just getting worse and worse.
Okay. Let me shuffle the cards here real quick.
I mean, I want it to make it work, but right now he doesn't want to make it work.
Okay, so you want to see what the outcome of your current marriage relationship is?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, you've got the first card that's come up, no joke, is the Three of Swords reversed, which is discord, big time. You guys are not communicating. I do see that someone in the relationship, which is probably you, wanting to make this work, is indicated with the Four of Wands here, and that represents development. You want change. You want this discord to change. But there's a lot of delusion surrounding this relationship, and I don't think that you're getting necessarily the whole truth and nothing but the truth. I think that there have been some lies that have gone on, which is indicated by the Seven of Cups.
Yes, because I found out some things that he's been doing, and the reason why he want to go with the divorce because he's tired of supporting me. He doesn't want to do it anymore, and we have two small kids, and I'm just like, how would you dump me if you don't wouldn't let me get on my feet to, you know, find a job? And he just want to just give up.
Yeah, I do see bounty and abundance coming your way. So even if he's out of the picture, the money will be there. But as far as the relationship goes, we've got the Sun reversed and then the Two of Cups reversed. So I think, honestly, to give you my honest opinion, it's best to let this relationship end. You will be taken care of, you know, by the universe. You'll be just fine, but there's so much negativity and opposition. The communication, it's like you both are playing a very vicious, you know, tug of war, and I just see nothing good coming out of this in the long run. So if I would suggest letting this, you know, break happen, because that's what I do see happening, is I see the relationship ending. You're better off for it, ultimately.
Right, yeah, and I've been going back and forth in my head and just trying to
Yeah,
make it
now
the
stability
holidays.
Is going to come to you, even though, I mean, you see this as hopeless. Mm-hmm. Know that after this relationship has ended, you have the Nine of Cups, which is literally stability. Your life gets more stable when this relationship ends.
Oh, my. Wow.
It gets better. That's, it doesn't
yeah,
feel better right now,
wow,
but it will get better.
Yeah, and I don't want him to get to the point and he's tired for what he had done and he wants to come back, because I have moved on afterwards, because I can't believe you'll do me like that. You know,
no, his actions aren't going to change. He's still going to, you know, be weird about his money, and he is not going to change his ways. So you're better off.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, we are going to go. We finally got Lisa here. Hopefully she's still on. So, James, are you ready? Hi, James, are you there? James.
Uh-oh.
Stars, James.
Oh, dear.
James. Are you there? You're there now? How unreal. Stars James, are you with us?
I think he would have answered by now.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, I think so, too. Okay, I don't know what's going on with this. This is really... Okay. All right. So that means that Stars Maya, I have Lisa here, a different Lisa, the one that I couldn't get a hold of before. So hold on.
Okay.
Hi, Lisa.
Here.
You're live on the air with Stars Maya. Go ahead and ask her your question.
I wanted to know what you see for my finances coming up.
Well, it's funny, Lisa, because before I knew I was going to take your call, there's a lot of information, and I really would encourage you. I'm going to answer your question, of course. If you haven't gone to Star Psychics, you really need to, because there is so much going on in your life right now and a lot of changes. Financially, I do see improvement. It's not going to be a significant jump this year. There's going to be some, like, trickling in. But it's interesting because I keep getting, like, three sources. I feel like one has to do with some kind of family inheritance or trust. But I also feel that there's some type of lawsuit going on that is... More like something from an injury. Do you have anything like that going on, or anyone in your family?
No, no injury. And no
one. Is there a lawsuit that?
But
that
the inheritance is going on. That's the one.
Okay.
But not
well,
an injury.
Okay, my guys are telling me, and I don't see anyone getting hurt or injured, but there's something else coming up. Within the family that you're going to benefit from that involves, like, some type of accident. I mean, it could be minor injuries. You know, it can be minor have minor injuries, but a settlement with an insurance company can be large. So there's a third thing as well. So there's three pretty significant areas in finance that are going to improve. Again, you may see some trickle. You may see something by the end of this year, but certainly by the first of 2014, this is going to be worked out, and any of the questions or the legalities, things that are up in the air, I feel like there might be some disagreement. Things might not be going very smoothly right now, but that is going to change. It's all going to be resolved, and the outcome is you are going to, you know, receive a significant amount of money. And just keep in mind what I'm telling you, because sometimes it doesn't even click with us. You know, when I say I see attorneys and I see something else, you know, it could be so many different things. But to answer your question, yes, the money's going to come through, your finances are going to improve, and you're going to be able to finally do some things. Like I said, you would be the perfect person to get the 5 free minutes to come for a reading, because there's so much going around you, and that's getting ready to change, and it's all positive. It's like, you know, you make a ripple in a stream or in a pond, and it just ripples around and affects. Your whole life is getting ready to change for the better. I'm seeing a spiritual evolution, enlightenment within you, and also just all areas of your life. So I feel so much joy in my heart, because I see what's laying ahead for you, and it's a lot better than what you may have been experiencing these last several months and even the last few years. So get excited, Miss Lisa.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate the reading.
Thank you for your call.
And you know what's funny? I heard James laughing on the phone. Couldn't you guys hear him?
No.
I'm on the line now.
I heard a man.
He's on the line right now, but Blog Talk is playing havoc with us tonight.
But it was funny because he was like, ha, ha, ha. Somebody laughed. A guy laughed. And then that's when you were like, can James, you there? You there? And then I heard, ha, 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 ha. I just thought that was funny.
I'm not sure that was me.
Yeah, that was you. That was your laugh just now. I heard it. Yeah. You messed it up.
The poltergeists like to mess with our radio show. Don't you know that?
Well, I got punished 12 times one night.
Big time. Ooh, big time.
Cute.
Okay, we're going
to
go on to the next.
James, next time. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
Okay, thank you, Maya. Thank you, Cass.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Okay, I've got another caller here. So I guess it's going to be you, James, huh?
All right.
You're next in line. I think you're next in line, because we lost you and then we got you back. You know, the funny thing is tonight is they cannot hear us in the chat room. It says we're on the air and we're all on our microphones, so I don't understand what's going on. So I think there is a poltergeist here tonight.
There is.
Well, I know.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I could hear you guys just fine. I was like, obviously you guys heard me laugh, but I might have laughed. I don't remember laughing, but I might have laughed because I was like, what is going on?
I didn't hear
that could be.
I never heard a laugh, but
I didn't
know
either.
The spirits are, I'm serious when I say this, in all seriousness, the spirits, and I think Caitlin Clare is picking this up too.
Yeah,
seriously.
I'm totally picking it up. And I didn't want to say anything earlier
because
I thought maybe it was just me. But now I have proof.
Oh, no. I bet
maybe they're testing me at the switchboard. Okay, well, we have another caller here.
Yeah, okay, we'll move on with the ghost.
Yes, let's go to her. Hi, Selena. How are you tonight? You've got Stars James live on the air. Go ahead and ask your question.
Okay. By the way, I heard him laughing, too. I wanted to agree with him.
Well, maybe
that was the only thing that came through.
anyway, I just wanted whatever you pick up, you see that's going to be happening for me here in the next couple of months would be great.
Well, you're entering into a state of awakening within the next couple months. especially intuitively. You're very intuitive yourself, or very psychic yourself, and that's really what the next few months represents, specifically related to I believe your career, and maybe even some movement going on in your career, and that spirit is going to be guiding you and leading you in terms of that aspect of your life. I don't necessarily see a change in maybe the place that you work, but maybe your expression there, or your I don't necessarily see a change in your career, I should say that. I do see some changes in terms of your expression, and it could possibly be, I mean, this whole program was about manifestation. It could possibly be related to that as well, manifesting, your manifestations increasing related to the intuitive flow that you're entering into right now. Let's see, I sense a little bit about relationships. I think that right now with your relationships, it's very important for you to make very wise decisions, think things through, especially related to communication in all relationships, not just romantically, but in all relationships. Make sure that your communication is you think through before you actually interact and act, because right now, in just the energy around you with this intuitive increase, I also see almost an increase of people misunderstanding exactly how you're communicating yourself and what you're attempting to communicate. They may misunderstand that, so just be very on target when you're just interacting, even if it's just superficial. Just make sure that you're very on target as well.
Okay. That all makes sense.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah, it totally makes sense. Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye. Thank you, Selena. Be sure to go check out all the advisors at starpsychics.com and get your 5 free minutes. I sound like a commercial, don't I?
That's all right. Well,
I do.
You know what, I
swear.
I was going to say something. I was going to interject real quick, because I'm wondering if it sounds like all of the sounds that were, or all of the issues that we're having is with voice, chat, and sound. And I think it's a really, maybe even a spiritual opportunity to mention that the sound on the website is actually happening now. So I'm almost wondering if the two are related.
Yes, thank you. Yes, I have to test all my readers, all my experts. I know Stars Maya has, we've got her through it. Yes, once I test a few more and make sure that it's good to go, then Tony will launch it live on the live site, and he'll do it probably about midnight, and the site will be down about an hour, but he'll have something really nice there, say come back in 90 minutes. We're implementing new software because he has to move all the files and make sure everything moves properly and all that kind of good stuff. But, yes, it's going to be – it's really awesome. Stars Maya, you can tell them all about it. You and I did it, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's going to be wonderful. And can the listeners hear me?
Yes, they can.
Okay, for the listeners –
well, they can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to let them know this is going to be a phenomenal way to connect with either a new expert, or if you have a favorite expert that you've been going to hear the sound of someone's voice just like you are on radio. The connection is just a little bit brighter and crisper, and it just is more personalized to be able to hear the voice. So this is just a phenomenal a gift. I see it as a gift that I've been given, and a gift for all the clients, those that are already know and visit our site, and the clients that are going to continue to see what a wonderful site this is that StarsCast has built. So yes, the voice is going to be awesome, and everyone is going to love it, and I can't wait for it to be launched. I'm really excited. I really think it's just going to be a wonderful, more personal experience for everyone. So, hoorah.
Yeah, and you know, I know some sites, the readers do talk, but the client cannot interact. But this, they will be able to interact with my staff. And, you know, we waited a year and a half for this,
sure.
Just to get where we are. Believe it or not, it's so complex you can't imagine, and you got to make sure everything is just perfect. So it looks like I have another caller here, but I've got to get to this person. So if everybody will just hold on. Okay, we had Stars James. I guess Stars Maya, you're up next, right?
I'm not sure. That's fine with me.
Okay, Caitlin, I don't want to lose track. You know, I've been losing people and bringing people in.
I'm still
Caitlin,
here.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Yeah, I think it was actually Caitlin's turn, wasn't it, Caitlin?
Well, I've
yeah,
done more
I
readings
so.
Than everyone else, so I'd like everyone to, you know, have the same chance.
Okay, James, were
well,
you, you were the last one, right?
Yeah, I was the last one.
Okay, then
and
it's back to you, Caitlin. So,
hold on.
Let me get this one and see. Oh, flip a coin. Okay, I'm going to flip something here. Okay, I'm going to give. All right, who wants to do this last reading?
I'll do it.
We all do. Yeah.
Listen to them.
Okay, so
we need a three-sided coin, though. That's the issue. We need a three-sided coin.
You guys talk about it. I'm going to go get the client. Hold on.
We could all do a reading, maybe.
We'll both do
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
We'll tag team. Oh, that's a great idea. I love that.
Okay, let me go get her. Hold on. I don't know. Hi, who am I speaking to? This is Stars Cast. Hello? Do I have anybody on the air here?
I think we lost them.
The ghosts, Caitlin.
Wow.
You know, you're not kidding. Not funny, whoever.
I know.
Another poltergeist.
Maybe he wants a reading.
I think the universe is testing me. Because, you know, I'm the one that's testing everybody on the site. So it's just saying, can she do this? Can she really do this? Let's see.
Yes, but
anyway,
but I have,
anyways. It's
maybe
been fun tonight, I'm going to tell you.
I was thinking that before, that it would be fun sometimes. Maybe we should do a reading on each other on one of these shows. Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, that would
be
fun.
Oh,
that
would be great. I love reading for other readers. That's my favorite.
Me too.
Oh, and you know what? I can line them up, too. Instead of maybe, you know, we can have we're talking, you know, loose here, but I could have more readers come in, and we could really have fun with it. You know, we might do that. Guys, just before Christmas, okay, that Monday,
that would be fun.
We do our two-hour show.
That sounds like fun.
That'd be fun, huh?
Yeah.
So
everybody
that's listening, look forward to that. We're gonna have a two-hour show then, and that is going to be, what is the day going to be, the 23rd? Yes, the 23rd.
Monday.
And we're going to give away, I think we're going to give away prizes in minutes again, and make it really nice and find something really nice to talk about. But I'll go see who else. I know I can get a lot of readers on.
Yeah.
So we're going to have fun with that, okay?
Absolutely. Well, I wanted to say one thing real quick. I know we're running out of time here. But I just want to say we need to revisit this topic again as well, because I was very disappointed that Stars Maya and Stars Morningstar were not a part of this conversation. Stars Maya, I like really missed your insights into this. I was excited all day. Like, I can't wait to hear what she has to say about this. I'm always excited to hear what everyone has to say, but I really wanted to hear what you had to say about this particular topic. So I would like to revisit this someday. If we can.
Well, I think. Thank you, Stars James. That's so sweet of you, and I'm honored by someone of your caliber that you would say that. But if I understand it correctly, this was going to be a two-part show, so we're going to continue it tomorrow, next week.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Well, then I'm really excited. If this is part one of two, awesome. I'm very excited. We'll give you a little bit more time to talk, because I really was excited about hearing your insights related to this issue. So
I was too. So I'll go back during the week so that I can listen to what was said and catch up. And it worked out perfect. And am I correct, Stars Cast? Did you not?
Yes. We're doing.
Okay.
We're doing a part two next week. Yes, absolutely.
Wonderful. What a pleasure.
Okay. Well, we're going to wrap it up here. It's almost 8 o'clock. Thank you, everybody. And from what I understand in the chat, they cannot hear us there. They did not hear us tonight. And I'm sorry about that. I don't know. I don't know. I'll have to find out what happened. I'll have to call them and find out. Because
We Caitlin and I have already figured it out, and we told you. So it'll all be good because we're going to...
We'll get rid of it.
Light our candles and pray and do whatever
the phone.
It is we do.
There you go.
Next time. And I'm
maybe
sure
this was a show they weren't supposed to hear. I don't know.
Well, no, they...
Anyways,
I think they
we
were
had fun.
Yeah, we did. And they were the ones that created my 5-minute drive into a 40-minute drive, so...
Oh, goodness
save
gracious.
The phones
what
and
are you
the
gonna
cars.
Do, right?
Yeah, but it,
well,
it's
at least
always
it's not
a pleasure.
Malicious energy. It's playful energy. This is a trickster
yeah,
of sorts that I'm picking up on.
That's why we heard the laugh.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
okay,
good night.
Well, thank you, everybody. Have a good evening. I love all of you. You know that very much. And Stars James and Stars Caitlin. I'm going to be contacting you to do the voice test. Tony's calling me tonight to see how things are going after the show. So we'll do that. Stars Maya, I'm glad you made it. And I know everybody in the chat room cannot hear me, but we had Stars Psychic Priestess Candy in. We had Judy Noah was there. Joshua was in. Raina is in. There's a lot of nice guests there, but they can't. Oh, they're listening on the phone. Oh, good. That's good. Most of them are listening on the phone. She was in the chat saying, just call in. You'll hear everything. So they did hear us, and that's good, and I thank all of them for coming. And I'm really happy. I'm very happy with the shows, and we will see everybody next week, okay?
All right.
Have a good night.
Okay, have a good night, and love you guys. Bye.
Love you guys. Bye.